Welcome to the Collecting Inside podcast. I'm Lori.
And I'm Sarah.
And we're here to share our exploration into being human.
Inspired by coffee meetups, we dive into topics that confound, mystify, and inspire us, leading to a space where we can better understand and enjoy this precious life.
Our perspectives are definitely distinct, but it's the intersection between them that our most amazing conversations and insights erupt.
We are so excited you're here. Let's get started. Hi.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
Yeah.
Excited again for our conversation.
I am too. This is our conversation today. It was requested by numerous people for us to do on air. So it's a big one. I think I say that a lot, but they all feel big.
Well, they do. And an important one, I think, that we all sort of have felt or gone through at some point in our lives.
Oh, and will continue to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today's topic is body image, ageism, and the recent newfound societal standards of beauty. Mm. And I want to begin by saying, and obviously we've talked about this, Sarah, but that we have no judgment around anyone's choices that they make in their lives. There is no judgment. This is solely a discussion attempting to get the answers of why we, mostly as women, I know it happens to men too, but choose to do the things we do in order to reach standards of beauty. And where do those cultural standards come from? Mm-hmm. So I have a great deal of whys today, why questions. And why, as women in particular, do we feel the need to constantly spend time, money, and our brain space on altering our looks to feel accepted or good enough? Why do I dye my hair? I've dyed my hair for years and years and years.
Me too.
The gray gene early, and I've always done it. And why have I done it? Why have I spent all this time and money? Except the only thing good that came out of it was a great relationship with my hairdresser.
Oh, yeah, I have
a friendship,
too.
A lifelong friendship that, and I love her stuff. But why? Why do we feel the need to do this? And sometimes I'll be at a restaurant or out in public and I'll see this woman with this beautiful silver hair. And I just feel their beauty radiating from them. And I want to, like, I've had this compulsion to walk up to the woman and say, it's happened a couple of times, like, you are so beautiful. Your hair is beautiful. Mm-hmm. So why do I feel a need to cover up my gray hair? Because it's a sign of age, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you and I have talked about this.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting, it is. It's interesting because I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
And I actually, a year ago, thought about it and actually was sort of pursuing the thought a little bit more. And someone said to me, you're too young to have gray hair.
Same.
Yeah. Okay.
Same. And my sister, she's 5 years older than me. She just did it fairly recently. And I'm so proud of her for doing it. But anyway, that was just a why question of mine. And then when you think about women and how we get ready to go out, and I'm thinking of my daughter's wedding in particular. It's just a good example of this, right? Everyone's, you know, hyped up about the big day, and the day comes and the women are doing their nails. They've tried on 1,000 dresses preceding the wedding, and their attention to every detail of what they wear, their jewelry, makeup done that day, hair done that day, like the whole, it's like an all-day affair of making everything perfect.
Oof.
To putting on perfume, to whatever we do. You know what the men do? You know what they did? They go for a swim. They go to the bar and have a beer.
Right.
They play golf. They go for a run. They go for a hike. And 10 minutes before the wedding, they take a quick shower and put their tux on and they're ready to go. Like, why?
Yeah.
Where did these differences in culture
come
between
from?
Men and women and what our expectations of beauty and perfection are?
Yeah.
Where do they come from?
Mm. It's such an interesting question. And I think our standards of women, like I often say this to my husband, Kelly, we have these conflicting standards sometimes for women. You think about when you're talking about makeup, I think you hear that a lot of men, in terms of the heterosexual relationships, prefer women who don't wear a ton of makeup. And yet we feel better sometimes with makeup. That's sort of a contradiction. And then there's a contradiction, I think, that I talk about a lot that I have always felt, and that is wanting to be appealing, but then if you're too appealing, it being bad, and you are sort of promiscuous potentially on this side, or like it, women just have this constant
push and pull.
So it is impossible, I think, to really navigate it in any coherent way.
Yes.
So it is, it's tough.
It is.
That's why there shouldn't be any judgment, because there's no right answer to this.
And there is no right answer. And another question I have is like, and I know you and I have spoken about this before, but you know, if you watch the news and you look at news anchors on TV, okay, all of the men, they're bald, they're gray, they show expression, they have wrinkles, most of them, 90% of them, right? But all of the women have had so much done, whether it's Botox or I don't know, whatever it is, that you're looking and it's like they don't even show expression anymore. And sometimes I find myself, I'll be sitting there with my husband, I'm like, why is that? And he's like, Lori, just stop. But I'm really curious, how did we get here? Is it, would the women not get the job if they didn't perform these beauty or reach these beauty ideals?
I think that's possible. I do.
Well, that's
I actually do think that that is not only possible, I think that's probable.
And that makes me mad.
Yep. In those kind of outward facing professions, I absolutely think that's the case, because that's what we've determined is culturally not only acceptable, but
expected.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It's like it's an expectation now, it seems like to me. And again, I'm not judging any women. Like,
no.
Look, I put on makeup. I do the whole thing. You know, it's that we all make our choices. I've talked to my friends about this, and it's just, it's a quandary. I'm just curious about it, you know? And you know, when you look at, like, there's all these women, and a couple of people that have asked me to speak about Sonia or bring up women in their 20s doing Botox. Mm. Like, isn't women in their 20s, isn't that when you're supposed to be the most beautiful? Like, isn't that your idyllic stage of beauty? And young women in their 20s are feeling like they need to do Botox for the rest of their lives. Like,
they really are.
It's like how much money and time, and it can't feel that great. I don't know. Maybe it does, but
that's how fearful.
Fearful. It's like an addiction.
We're creating this fear of aging or fear of looking old. Like it's becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's what that is. It's like, you know, because at least for me, like when I was young, I wasn't thinking a whole lot about that. I was like thinking about being tan, not thinking about wrinkles. I don't think wrinkles were a huge thing that we heard.
No,
then.
No.
But I think we hear it a lot now. And it's sort of, that's where I think about the cultural standards of beauty really changing at different times, changing in different generations, changing in different cultures, which makes me realize that it really is just a construct.
It is. I think it is.
It's not real.
But yet we're experiencing it. It's happening. Yeah. You know, like young women having Botox parties. What are the guys doing? They're at a bar. Like whatever they're doing, they're playing tennis. Like what? Like,
yeah.
It seems like oppressive to me.
Well, it is.
And, you know, and then, you know, I know Oprah had this whole talk on Ozempic, and I know that there are people that need these type 2 diabetes drugs to lose weight for sure. And there's reasons for people to do them for sure. But what about Hollywood standards where all of these women are doing it, where they're average or way below average weight, and they're using these drugs, and they do have side effects, you know, that are not great.
Yeah.
Some of them for some people. And it's like, where does it end? Like, I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and maybe it's because as I've aged, I feel like I become wiser. I think we all do. We just have this newfound wisdom that we didn't have. Like, why can't we celebrate that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
You know?
Because they do in some cultures. Like, they do celebrate. Like, you sort of are really looking up to the wise elders in certain parts of our world.
Yeah.
And we, for whatever reason, are prizing this outward appearance as opposed to the things that sort of lay inside all of us, which is perplexing.
Yeah.
And I think about, like, is it, like, I think there are opportunities within each of us to sort of work, I guess, for lack of a better word, on ourselves so that we can overcome those pressures. But also, good or bad, I think we have a tendency to shame each other for things.
Yep.
That we don't, may not even realize we're doing it. Like when we post a funny video or when we are sharing a story that we think is funny about someone's appearance or what they're choosing to do or what they're, I mean, all of that perpetuates the idea that there's one way to be.
It's true.
Yeah.
A couple of the people that have asked me mm-hmm. and have written in to talk about this. I want to read
one of the
things that someone said. So this is from Lynn Sinkula, and she's worked in the fitness industry for 30 years. She said, well, I think that as a society, we've made some progress regarding the impossible standards of beauty, body shape, etc. There are many indicators in my mind that show me that we have not made any progress at all. While the media and the fashion industry pay lip service to the idea that women of all sizes and ages are beautiful, clothing ads featuring heavier women, etc., women are increasingly attracted to drugs that induce weight loss, even after warnings about adverse side effects like mental health issues. Med spas offering Botox, collagen injections, etc. are targeting women at younger and younger ages. Cosmetic surgery is skyrocketing for older women. Some ads promise that you can turn back the clock 10 years. But why? We knew much less 10 years ago. We had less wisdom to share. The answer is that beautiful, thin women have power. When you lose your beauty and your youthful body, you become irrelevant and invisible. This is not the case for men, obviously. Even in these supposedly enlightened times, women are constantly threatened with the fear of looking old. And I wanted to add one more thing before we respond to this.
Yeah.
I have a woman in my exercise class. I think she's mid-70s, an amazing woman. And she said she's a women's group from, I think, 63 years old to 92. And she said they spent their whole time talking about body image, negative body image. So it's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing for women.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's a conversation that I have with a friend or two every week for sure.
Every week.
Every week for sure. Because it is with them every moment of every day.
Such a burden.
It is. And what saddens me further is that I see a rise in eating disorders among our young people. And all of this that we're seeing, all of these standards that we're creating for ourselves on sort of the older side, to your point with Botox, it also body image, like it gets younger and younger that you're trying to achieve sort of the impossible. But those words, you know, thank you, Lynn. They're insightful and powerful. Yeah. And I just question, I think we ourselves are afraid of being old.
Yeah.
So what comes first? Does our fear of being old come first? Or the expectation that we, or the ways in which we try to prevent getting old? Like what comes first? What lives within us that we need to work on? That will then hopefully create ripple effects out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And because how do we do that? How do we get there and feel comfortable with it in a culture that doesn't deem that as perfection?
Yeah. You know, as always, my feeling is that it begins with us accepting ourselves because, and that doesn't mean, because you and I have had this conversation, I have gotten to a space, as have you, where we are fairly authentic about who we are. We've accepted who we are. I feel like finally I'm okay and enough in most aspects of my life. Yet, when you and I had a conversation about not coloring our hair, I'm like, I don't want to not color my hair.
Right.
So does my coloring my hair mean that I don't think I'm enough as I am? And so I think it's, you know, I think what we have to ask ourselves individually is, am I responding to something that I feel is inadequate? Or am I trying to express myself through wearing makeup, through coloring my hair, through choosing a certain brand of clothing? Like, Or is it that I feel inadequate, so I'm trying to prove something both outwardly and to myself? I think that's the question that we kind of have to ask mm-hmm. ourselves.
Yeah. And how do we get here too? That's the other, I don't have an answer for your question.
Yeah.
Which is, but how did we get here? Why is it that the men are more relaxed about it? It seems to me.
Is it because if in Lynn's point, it's about power.
Power.
Men have had the power.
And does that go back to our ancestral days? Is it go back to strength and sex and attraction and procreating? Like, is it that deep? And maybe that we're just, as a society, as we evolve, this is what it is?
I think you're right. Yeah. I think it is pretty deep. And that the standards evolve, but there have always been standards. And not to say, you know, you and I talked briefly, I think there are standards for men. They're different.
Mm-hmm.
They're not usually quite as physical, but there are expectations of men amongst themselves that are challenging too. But I think it's just, at what point do we stop expecting all of us to conform to this one way of being? Like I said, I look around me now, because I knew we were going to have this conversation, I'm paying attention to what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing. And there are things around us all the time, people who are making comments, things that we see on social media, constantly kind of ridiculing other people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you see that, but I was awestruck. And we're so used to it that we just, it goes by us. But
it's like the reels, you know, they just fling by, but then they do make an impression on you, even though you're flipping through.
Totally. Because subconsciously you're like, I don't want to be the person that's being ridiculed.
Yeah. Like Sarah Jessica Parker. Did you see that?
Yes.
You know, she was saying, like, she doesn't do any treatments, or she's just aging normally, gracefully. And she takes a ton of shit for that.
I mean, why in the world?
And she's like, I'm just getting older. What do you want me to do about it? So it's just how hard is that must be for her in her role as an actress in Hollywood and, you know, hugely respected, like, to take that stance. But we should appreciate her, and we should appreciate someone who chooses a different
path. Exactly.
You know?
Like, we should just stop
judging
each other. And I will say this, friends that I have known who have had sort of body image issues will say, like, I have heard in my realm people saying, oh my gosh, you look so good, you have no wrinkles on your face. We assign on the positive side too, so we reinforce the idea that not having wrinkles is this gold standard. Or so it can happen on both sides, the ridicule of one side and the sort of inflated celebration of what we consider beautiful.
Right. Or if someone loses a lot of weight.
Totally. Yeah. Or, oh my gosh, you've lost weight. You look great.
So great. Yeah.
You know, it's happening on both sides. It's just a constant reinforcement of whatever the standard is. And it speaks to what we feel inside.
It's true. And the one thing that, as we're talking, that I realize helps me with this is exercise and feeling strong. It always helps me to appreciate my body for what it is. I don't go through a day now where I don't appreciate everything I can do, you know,
same.
Because I know it's not going to last forever.
Yes.
And it's changing, you know. I'm not running marathons anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not even running 5 miles anymore. Yeah. I might run a half a mile and then walk and then, you know, but I'm appreciating it like I didn't before.
Yeah.
You know, and that I think is helpful, because I think that's part of wisdom too, you know, instead of worrying so much about getting the right workout or doing this. It's just being able to do it.
Yeah.
And it's like almost a wisdom that comes with age and exercise.
Yes. Well, right. Because you have a vitality.
Yeah.
You know, that I often say the same thing about exercise for me.
Yeah.
And there are moments now, and I can say, I don't think in my first 50 years I did this, but where I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I feel so fortunate to, like, be me. Like, I feel, I'm going to say this sounds, like, I feel beautiful. I'm like,
good.
And that's
Like,
you are
a lot. Thanks, Lori. So are you. But that's like, I have a completely wrinkled face and I know I do. Like, I can see it. But I'm like, because it's not about that. It's about like just coming into myself.
Yeah.
I feel so fortunate to be in this space. And yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. And any of you 20-year-olds that happen to be listening to this, I would never go back to being in my 20s.
I know. Yeah.
So that's something.
Yes.
And we're older.
Yes, we are.
So, and yeah. It's beautiful. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's nice to feel settled and secure in certain ways.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it starts with you, me, and anyone listening to start to pay attention to both what you say to yourself and what you say to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have I ever told you that you're beautiful? I don't know. Like, but that would be a lovely, because you are.
Well, we both think each other is beautiful.
I know. But just,
I think my family thinks like we're having an affair or something.
They're like, that.
Really? Are you going to leave me for Sarah?
But you know, it's like celebrating each other's
souls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know it sounds cheesy, but it's true. It's like when it comes down to it, that's what it's all about.
Right.
It's it about when we're born?
Totally.
And then when we die.
Yes.
Like we've talked about, well, we haven't put that podcast out yet, but that one's coming. But
well, and why is it cheesy or odd or whatever to celebrate someone's soul rather than, and not be cheesy to celebrate someone's looks?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't mean it like that. No. I didn't mean to sound trite, like,
but
you know.
No, but yeah. I ask you that because I think you're absolutely right. I think that's true in society. So it's not that I'm like, it is true. It's uncomfortable for us to celebrate this like underneath, but for some reason, not weird for us to celebrate the outer. I mean, I think you hit on something and we do need to think about that.
Yeah.
It's just like what we're valuing, you know?
I know. It's and just where does it come from?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do we do all the things we're doing? It's just, it keeps coming back because I thought we would have the answer by the end of this, but maybe
I
not.
Know.
You know, like,
yeah.
I mean, when you go out with women, if you're going out to women for dinner, do you
think about
your appearance?
Yes.
Yeah, so do I.
Yep.
You know, and there's no men there.
No. Oh no! I think
women
you almost
women
think
dress
about it more.
Dress and look good for other.
Yes.
That's kind of weird, like
right? Because men, I don't think do that.
My husband's like, we do not do that, and I'm like, it's obvious you don't do that.
Well, that's what we do to each other. Like that comes back to sort of what we do to each other.
Yeah, what is that?
I think it has to do with judgment and shame and fitting in and. Because we feel it ourselves, we tend to project it onto other people.
Yep.
And so it then just becomes this cycle that's hard to stop. And for me, I just, as you know, I was just visiting Miami. And I came back and I was just like in this space of just wanting to express, like dress or express myself in a way that maybe didn't conform with what everyone else was doing, but made me feel good. Like, that's my new focus. What makes me feel good?
Uh-huh.
Meaning
while you were in Miami or while you were in Vermont?
Now, while
I'm in... It's a very different vibe.
While I'm in Vermont.
Okay, yep.
I am, like, I was trying on a dress in Miami, and I FaceTimed Kelly and Ellen. I was like, what do you guys think? And they're like, you're going to wear that in Vermont? And
yeah, you
like,
are,
yes,
girl.
Yes, I am. Because I'm like, why not?
Yeah.
So I think those are the things we need
like,
to
do
start
you,
doing.
Do you feel beautiful in it?
Yes, I just love
then
it.
Then wear the damn dress.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't care. I said to my friend last night, we were having a gathering for a friend's birthday, and I was wearing, you know, these blue suede heels. And I'm like, I don't even care that it's like semi-snowing outside. Because I didn't want to wear boots, so I didn't. I mean, that's a whole safety issue, but it's like, you know, it especially with me. But I'm like, just really, if we can just get in touch with ourselves, I think it will solve a lot more problems. You know, if we can just start expressing ourselves the way we want to.
Yeah. However that is.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know we'll talk about this more, but
we
thank
will.
You for for chatting about it today.
Thank you. I'm so glad. Thank you to everyone who wrote and suggested this because I'm not sure we've had any other topics that have had this much emphasis from our listeners. And if there's more that anyone wants to hear us sort of talk and take it in a different angle, we welcome that too, because it's a really important one that sometimes we don't even notice that we're subscribing to. So,
All right.
Thanks, Lori.
Thanks.
I love our chat.
I do too. And spring is coming. It's really
it is.
Coming. Oh,
those
my
pumps
goodness.
Are going to make sense soon. I know. Yeah. And thank you all so much for joining us. And as always, please feel free to share, subscribe, review. We are so grateful to all of you for listening.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
We'll talk soon.